And I would love to welcome everyone to this week's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is going to be focused on growing your local group. With Earth Month coming right up around the corner, I'm guessing a lot of us are here for that reason, join CCL's Field Development Director, Ellie Sparks, for a training that reviews how to find, recruit, and talk about CCL to potential new supporters in your neck of the woods. Supporters are the backbone of CCL, as we know. People want to help. People want to be part of a team. They want to exercise that personal power. They also have to balance their life, right? And so to help keep our groups vibrant, Ellie is going to highlight many of the ways that your local team can look for opportunities to add new volunteers to your chapter. Now, a little bit about Ellie before I pass the baton to her. The wonderful Ellie Sparks is committed to the success of CCL volunteers who are growing their chapters throughout the United States with education and community outreach. Her team hosts the weekly informational session, the Emerging Group Leaders Training Program, the Onboarding Action Team, and special grassroots outreach and onboarding projects. Ellie joined the CCL staff back in July 2012 after 2 years of volunteering with the organization. Ellie started our first chapter in Virginia and represented that state during her first 2 years at CCL conferences and lobby days, meeting with every office in the Virginia congressional delegation back in those years. And I'll just close with this slide, and that is, if we've done our job well, in the next hour ahead, we're going to have the following three learning goals together. We're going to have the chance to review some of the tools and techniques that you can use in your own group to basically grow your chapter. We're going to have the chance to refresh our enthusiasm for outreach, especially upcoming with this critical month around Earth Day. And we're going to have the chance for you to think through creating your own chapter's plan for Earth Month 2022 and beyond. So with that, the floor is yours. Thank you all for being here. And Ellie, we'll pass it to you.
Awesome. Thank you, Brett. We've got a packed agenda tonight with lots to review. Over the years, we've relied heavily on tabling and presenting. And when they didn't have a table for us, we brought our own clipboards, portable tables, if you will. So tonight we'll touch on those three plus many other activities that you can include in your chapter's outreach efforts. All right, so we're gonna take a look at the informational session. So we ask people on the Wednesday night informational session how they found CCL, and here's what they tell us. Google, Volunteer Match, Dr. Hayhoe's book, but that's not all. And before we consider the rest of the list, I can assure you that CCL marketing staff sees to it that CCL pops up at the top of the list when people search on carbon pricing, climate change, and climate solutions. CCL headquarters posts a volunteer opportunity on Volunteer Match for every chapter. Volunteer Match provides a centralized website where organizations can post volunteer opportunities and where people wanting to volunteer can look for those opportunities. And we've got you covered on Volunteer Match. Now, Dr. Hayhoe, you might be aware, is on our advisory board. She points people in our direction as often as she can. Let's see what else folks tell us about how they've discovered CCL. They read about us in newspaper articles, visit CCL tables at farmers market, community events, and conventions. Our volunteers in Raleigh, North Carolina must have listed their chapter meeting in the Raleigh Parks and Rec website or newsletter because someone found us there. Other organizations such as the Unitarian Universalist Association and Pachamama point people in our direction. People find us through comments on posts on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Reddit, Instagram. Presentations help pull people into the fold, from a talk at a women's club to a class at the Zen Center in San Francisco. Both in January, CCLers spread the word widely. The number one reason people give to an organization is because someone they know and respect asked them. So it's no surprise that people on the informational session on Wednesday evenings mentioned the fact that family members, friends, and coworkers introduced them to CCL as a place where they can give their time and talents. Don't limit yourself to only the people you intimately know. Someone told their dentist about CCL and he came to the info session. And a father joined Citizens Climate Lobby along with his teenage son because someone at his parents' child, some parent at his child's school told him that he and his son should join CCL.
Well, thank you, Ellie, for such a great overview there of all the initial places that we can learn to show up and have a presence by having an outreach naturally with the people in our network. It sounds like from what you're sharing, there's really no place that you already have a connection to that might not yield an interest or an ability for you to bring in somebody to the larger climate movement by speaking up and sharing about your own experience and enthusiasm with CCL.
At CCL, we take the most generous approach to other people as possible: appreciation, gratitude, and respect. We listen, we work to find common values, and we endeavor to understand our own biases. We know that there is a place for protest, but our approach is to build consensus. In that vein, allow yourself to share about CCL with everyone you know. Feel free to take a cue from the great labor organizer, Cesar Chavez, retold by environmental justice pioneer Lewis Gibbs, when a young organizer asked Chavez, "How do you organize?" Chavez replied, "Well, first you talk to one person, then you talk to another person, then you talk to another person." In fact, let's take 1 minute now to write down the name of someone you know, pick one person, someone you know, and identify some of their core values. So for example, my sister is a geriatric social worker. I know she cares deeply about people and the challenges facing them as seniors. So write down someone's name, someone you know, and write one or two core values, and then put your pen down and give me a smile so I can see that you guys have written that down. I'm assuming you've gotten some down there. So with regards to my sister's values, I can see how climate change will make it harder for seniors and their health and well-being. I can also see how many of us in CCL are in the senior age group. So I could imagine that some of the people she cares about might actually want to join CCL. So in the next few weeks, consider speaking to that person you've written down, talk to them about CCL, taking a cue from their core values. You never know when the opportunity will arise for you to speak to someone about Citizens Climate Lobby with that person you've identified or with other people you know. So in your pocket or on your phone, keep handy the following tools. First of all, text to join. A person can join CCL simply by texting the word join. They send that text to a special CCL phone number I've got there on the slide. The number responds, prompting them to share their email address, zip code, first and last name. And once that person responds with that information, CCL invites them to learn more at the Wednesday night informational session. And then we add them to the roster of the closest chapter, which might be yours. We also send them text alerts for contacting Congress and the president. Now, here's an easy way to keep that number handy. If you've got your phone, take your phone out and create a new contact in your phone with the name CCL Text to Join. I've got that on my phone. And then enter that phone number for that contact. CCL Text to Join. So I'm going to give you a second to grab your phone. I'm assuming people have their phones handy. If you don't, you can do this afterwards. So create a new contact. The name of the contact is CCL Text to Join, and add this phone number, 619-675-7507. So voila, now you have CCL Text to Join as a contact. And if you have your phone with you, as I always do, you always have that number at your fingertips, and you can share that as a contact directly with anyone who might want to join. So easy peasy on that one. All right, next tool, our website has another route for people joining electronically, and that's this easy URL, cclusa.org/join. So if you want to, you can add that to the same contact in your phone, so you've got that there as well. And if you're like me, like I said, you've got your phone with you and you have those two pieces of information handy for anyone who might be interested. All right, the other thing you might like to have is a flyer. We have a flyer that you could print, nice for tabling, nice for carrying around in your car, It has a QR code on the flyer. Your friend can scan the code with their phone camera. And at that point, CCL picks up the conversation in the same manner as texting and asks for their name, zip code, and email address. And you can find this flyer on Community. And I have the links in our slide deck, which you can get after we're done tonight. All right. Of course, there's always the CCL business cards. Time to dust those off and print some new ones. You can set those up for yourself on Community as well. So those are the four basic tools you have to empower you at any time to invite anyone with even the smallest hint of interest to easily check out CCL and land on our roster to learn more. Keep the flyers in your car, your business cards in your pocket or purse, put the phone number and URL on your phone. You are fully empowered now with these tools, reminding us of another CCL value, personal power. We use our voices to be heard. This simple act transforms us from spectators to engaged citizens, and it reveals the true nature of democracy to us. We are volunteer driven, trusting volunteers to make important decisions and to create and develop things that will be valued by Citizens Climate Lobby. This is the perfect segue into the power of presentations in our outreach work. We have a range of presentation types in CCL, allowing us to reach people in the full spectrum of social settings. Both clipboarding and tabling function as presentations and reach a large number of people at community events. Both are great ways for new CCL volunteers to practice talking about CCL, climate change, and carbon pricing. With spring and summer around the bend and warmer weather in the forecast, some of us might feel comfortable doing CCL tabling and clipboarding again. Let's hit the chat real quick. And everyone, I would love for you to type one idea of where you might clipboard or table. And I'm gonna put farmers market. That's an easy one. Go to the chat and let's see what we can do to come up with some ideas. Where might you table? Where might you clipboard? Earth Day Festival, nice. Local park on Earth Day, a campus. Boca Raton Eco Fest, good. All right, so let me see, next slide here. Let me click that on. When you put together your tabling materials, I invite you to consider printing some of those in Spanish. When we have Spanish language materials on our table, we are giving a very welcoming message to anyone who drops by, especially people speaking different languages. And we know Latinos as a group are more concerned and alarmed than any other group of people. So you will do yourself a service and others by including Spanish language material always on your table. All right, so open presentations happen when we host an event for the public, like a talk at a local library or a movie viewing with a discussion afterwards. Or you might like this, something like the Columbus, Ohio group does. They call it Ales and Climate Tales, and they're talking about beer when they say ales. They've got a guest speaker who talks about climate change at a local pub, and they're doing this quarterly. So have fun with open presentations. Closed presentations occur when we speak to an organization or a classroom or at an event we were invited to, and some that come to mind are green drinks, women's clubs, that class at the Zen Center in San Francisco, Rotary clubs, college classes, the things like that. All right, so folks who are new to giving CCL talks, we've got resources. The Schedulers and Presenters action team. Notice the word scheduler in that action team. Scheduling takes organization, persistence, patience, and joy. The scheduler looks for closed presentation opportunities in the community. Civic, faith, business, and other affinity groups are all options. The scheduler contacts the leader of an organization and offers the service of a CCL speaker. Someone in your chapter may be willing to help schedule talks that someone else in your chapter gives. And I highly recommend that a couple of other chapter members tag along at the presentation, even if the presentation is on Zoom, to help with the networking in the audience. And those networker volunteers could learn a little bit perhaps about presenting themselves. The networking volunteer role is a lovely role for a new CCL volunteer to hear that presentation and to represent CCL in a pretty easy way, being there in the audience. All right, now onto printed material. We've got some lovely things for you there on the website. We have got fabulous swag like buttons, t-shirts, masks, and car magnets. You can get those from Zazzle, and we do have the link for those. You might want to try yard signs. All right, optimism. When I think about CCL outreach, I think of our core value of optimism. We believe that people are good and that democracy works. We are confident that our approach will work because we see progress. We stand for a solution, not in protest of other solutions. We are a community that offers one another comfort, support, and fun as we work. So let's look at both online opportunities for spreading that optimism and growing our chapters. There's quite a slew of those. Let me advance here. All right, online and print media. We're going to cover both of these. Your chapter has pages on CCL Community and CCL's website. Your chapter page on community also includes an event calendar. Someone in your chapter can keep all three of these up to date with regards to meeting times and locations. These are both internal and external, depending. The external would be the website, the community page and community events calendar. That would be internal facing kind of resources there. Looking externally to reach new supporters and possible volunteers, you can post your chapter meeting or other events on local community calendar listings. Eventbrite saves the names and contact information of people registering for an event. So you might want to create an event in Eventbrite and share that link on the community calendar listings. Regardless of whether someone makes it to your meeting or not, you can follow up with those on the Eventbrite RSVP list after the meeting. Eventbrite also advertises local events to Eventbrite members, helping you get the word out about your meeting or event. Chapters have also found Meetup to work as a way to open up the conversation to the local community and invite people to chapter meetings. Propeller and Handshake are both online resources for linking people to projects. Depending on their popularity and your location, you might find them useful as well. Social media can work to promote chapter meetings, especially for those of us with a geographically limited range of friends and followers on our social media. Here are some ideas. Post a screenshot of your chapter meeting or CCL training. Have folks at the chapter meeting take a screenshot and post that to their social media right there and then in the meeting. This is an activity that you can do in the meeting. It's wonderful to have an action people can take right in the meeting, and this is one such action. You can take screenshots from previous meetings and use those to announce your upcoming meeting or CCL event. Another thing you can do for social media and getting the word out is spotlight a volunteer from your chapter. That is a lovely thing to be doing. People love to see what other people are doing, and there is this inclination we have as social beings to want to do what looks like fun that other people are doing. So share a picture and a few sentences about one of your volunteers that can inspire other people to join as well. Newspapers, make no mistake, at CCL, we knock the ball out of the park with our letters to the editor and op-eds in local newspapers. So let's use this fact strategically. A well-written letter to the editor mentioning that they are a Citizens Climate Lobby volunteer can inspire readers to look us up and consider joining. Is at least one person in your chapter signing their letters with a CCL signature? If not, you may want to designate someone with this responsibility. Is your chapter submitting op-eds with a direct reference to CCL? Op-eds provide a lovely way to bring CCL to the forefront. You can also pitch a story about one of your volunteers to a local reporter. Same story you might post on social media. Feature that volunteer to the local newspaper. You could write the story yourself and submit it as a press release to the paper with photos. Newspapers really appreciate this kind of help these days. Be sure to include ethnic newspapers as you're submitting letters, op-eds, and stories. These papers reaching communities of color. And of course, many newspapers offer calendar listings where you can post your monthly meeting or chapter events. Let's move along to radio and TV. We have radio and TV PSAs already set up on Community that you can send to local stations. Both radio and TV news look for people to interview about topical subjects. Your presentation team could help with pitching and scheduling those interviews. One of your presenters would probably enjoy doing a radio or TV interview. Both radio and TV also like to cover human interest stories. For example, our Columbus, Ohio chapter with their monthly ales and climate tales at the local brew pub told the TV Channel 4 about their event. Channel 4 came and did a story on them. And here is one more creative idea. If you typically donate to your NPR station, you might consider giving a day's sponsorship with a specific message, a shout out to CCL, thanking local citizens, climate lobby volunteers on Earth Day or Earth Month. We've seen volunteers do that. All right, moving along. We're gonna look at other organizations. So pop on your CCL swag, your buttons, your shirt, your mask, and go help another organization with their work, or simply have a conversation to find out more about what they do. This is especially important in reaching out to people of color to learn about what they're working on and what their organization is focused on. Community building work grows over time and is different from asking someone point blank to join. Instead, we offer to learn and to help. Many groups with newsletters or church bulletins will post CCL events or share information. Other organizations host conferences and expos where tabling is an option. Let's think broadly here beyond the usual list of environmental groups for tabling. Someone found CCL at a paddling expo. I've heard that science fiction has the subgenre of climate fiction, cli-fi. How fun would it be to table at GalaxyCon or a paddling expo? All right, back to the chat. I want you to think of something that you do, a hobby that you like, where there might be an organization. I can tell you, I am a member of an association of biological farmers, and they have a conference. So that could be a place for tabling for me or even presenting. So think maybe, are you a member of an organization that has some kind of activity where you might table or present in some fashion? Very good. Okay. Now let's move along to my boss's Kiwanis Club. Yes. Chapter events and how we might use chapter events to help us with outreach. So your chapter events could be ways where you invite people to learn more about CCL. You've got your monthly meeting, great place for newcomers to come and learn a little bit. You have special trainings like letter to the editor training or climate advocate training workshop. These are great places to post on social or events to post on social media, to invite people to. Spring and summer are lovely times for outdoor activities like hiking or roadside cleanup or a barbecue or a picnic. Social events like that are great for newcomers or inviting people to learn more. There are chapters creating book clubs to specifically study Dr. Hayhoe's new book. That is a lovely, gentle way to invite someone. Come to this book club. We're reading this book about climate change. Would love to have you check that out. And then it's on the book club where you say, we're hosted by CCL. Maybe you want to learn some more, come to a meeting. You could host a guest speaker or a panel discussion on a related topic. You could show a film that CCL has viewing rights to and include a discussion and a CCL introduction after the movie. We've got a film screening guide that is on Community that will show you what movies we've got available for that kind of an opportunity. And of course, you'd want to use social media, TV and radio and newspaper to get the word out before and afterwards. Let's look at this idea of solo volunteers and supporters. These are people who are on your roster, not yet active. I know because of all that tabling and clipboarding we did before COVID that we've got quite a number of people on our roster who haven't come to meetings, anywhere from 100 to over 1,000, depending on your location, if you're urban or rural. You can reach out to people on your roster through phone banking, calling everyone to invite them to a chapter event, even if it's just a monthly meeting, or if you've got a special event, you could do a little phone banking and roll through the entire roster. Monthly calling campaigns can include a thank you to monthly callers, a phone call thank you, thanking people regularly for making their monthly calling campaign calls, lets people know that their work, their contribution is valued. And we've seen those folks wanting to get involved after a little bit of time of being thanked regularly. We've got some additional tools and ideas to help you recruit for specific roles in your chapter. And we're going to look at those tools on our April 14th CCU titled Mining Your Roster. So please come back for that. And in the onboarding action team, we can help you build your welcome program so that you've got a clearly defined and systematic approach to contacting all of the people who will land on your roster, thanks to the outreach efforts. So the onboarding action team, I'm going to put that link in the chat for us and invite you to click on that and join. I know I recognize a lot of folks who are already on the onboarding action team. All right. We have a lovely little exercise we're going to do, and this is actually inspired from the last onboarding action team call. Hillary Conway, who is Portland, Oregon, she's a welcome team member, and she spoke to the onboarding action team in March, just last week. And she presented with us two different ways of describing CCL, each perfectly valid ways of describing the organization. And she had us practice both of those ways. Well, not practice, but she sent us to breakout room two versions of how you might talk about CCL. Version one, CCL is taking climate action to influence climate policy. Version two starts, CCL believes it's going to take a grassroots effort. So what I want you to do in the breakout room is each of you take turns reading both versions. It's going to be in the chat when you get to the breakout room. It will be there in the chat. Person one is the person with the shortest hair. That person goes first, and they will read version one, and then they will read version two. And I want both the listener and the reader to get a sense of what does it feel like to hear version one or to say version one. What does it feel like to hear or say version two? And then if you've got time, flip and let the listener become the speaker and let the listener read both version one and version two. And when you follow up, yes, okay. So this is definitely the area of focus for the onboarding action team is that follow up. It's also individual follow up. You don't have to be on your chapter's welcome team in order to welcome people and bring them on board. So prompt follow-up is really good. As soon as someone lands on the roster or you've got a conversation with them in some fashion, if you or your welcome team can follow up with them, ideally within 24 hours when they're still having the memory of their encounter with you. It might take multiple tries to reach someone. We talk about this in the onboarding action team. We don't know what is someone's preferred method of communication. It is okay to try an email, try a text, try a phone call. You just don't know what someone really is typically doing. So go ahead and try all three. You are not bugging them. You can always invite someone new to attend the Wednesday night informational session, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. That was certainly my first, it was my second thing that I attended. We want to welcome them, treat them as important and special, invite them regularly to your monthly meetings. Give that 3 months of doing that, inviting someone to a monthly meeting. Sometimes it takes a little nerve for someone to work their way into coming to a meeting. Don't give up on them too easily. We've had some of our best volunteers are people that someone else took time to talk to over several months or even a year of checking in, seeing how someone's doing, and as they sort of move through their own process of coming out of the climate change blues, they become ready to become active enthusiasm, generous with your attention. And you can also help them take their first CCL action, thinking of some of those easy, fun things to do. So easy and fun would be being a networker, coming to attend a presentation and represent CCL in the audience. Another fun thing would be joining tabling, an easy thing for someone to do when there's more than one person helping with the tabling is if they get a complicated question they don't know how to answer, they can refer that to a more seasoned volunteer. So tabling is a lovely activity for a new person to do. Writing letters to the editor is also a wonderful way for someone new to begin to practice learning, or to learn about the topic, is when they are writing a short, concise letter to the editor about a solution.
Awesome. Well, the first thing I want to do, and I know everyone here on the line can join me, is just thank you, Ellie. This has been such a phenomenal training. Your energy, your creativity, your pizzazz just makes learning fun. Having a chance to kind of hear how you put all this together, I really think is going to freshen up a lot of our approaches out there. So just thank you on behalf of all of us here, or those that are listening later, for all the work that you put into helping review and remind us how we can grow our own chapters. We now allow you to log your trainings and get credit for what you did. So, and you know, a reminder for those of you that are doing this later, joining online afterwards, you can still get credit too. But that way, it's a great incentive for you as group leaders, or for you as volunteers, to highlight the actions that you're taking on CCL community too. For the little backtrack, you can click on volunteer development as that lever, and then under training, type in the training. For this one, you just type in growing your group. But as a reminder, if anyone does have questions after tonight, you're more than welcome to reach out to Ellie or I. My email isn't listed here, but it follows the same as Ellie's, as Ellie at Citizens Climate, or Brett at Citizens Climate. We'd love to hear what's working for you in the forums. So simply just going to cclusa.org/forums is another wonderful way for you to share that cool Mother Earth costume or that really cool Jeopardy game. Always give a shout out for the forums to benefit the good of the group too. But with that, we are at time. So I'm going to stop sharing and unmute all lines to say thank you for being here. And we look forward to hearing about your successful growth locally with your group. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, Ellie. Good to be with you all.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.